This is CPR News. I'm Stina Seek. Colorado colleges have launched programs to help student athletes with new NCAA rules where they can make money off their own brand for the first time. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The University of Colorado has been right at the table with these so-called name, image, and likeness discussions for years. CU Athletic Director Rick George was appointed to the NCAA's working group on the topic in 2019. Not long after, CU launched this sort of pilot campaign called Buffs with a Brand. It helped athletes work through hypothetical branding scenarios with an eye toward their post-college career.
They created a fictitious clothing brand or whatever they would want to eventually do in their life.
That's Abby Shea, the Associate Director for Compliance in the CU Athletics Department. Buffs with a Brand has now quickly shifted to being a very practical thing. The Supreme Court ruled student athletes could be paid, and the NCAA followed suit. The CU program is optional for these young athletes, but it's intended to help them navigate this tricky new landscape. What kind of sponsorships can I accept? What might run afoul of my other eligibility requirements? What sort of sponsorships might I want to avoid?
If you have aspirations to go pro in your sport, what do your actions right now, how do they affect that?
Shea says CU will be using Buffs with a Brand as part of their recruitment efforts to show the school takes these new sponsorship rules seriously. For most athletes, though, sponsorships will likely be small perks on top of what they're already getting for playing a sport.
You can eat free at my restaurant if you post Instagrams about our Wednesday deals.
Or we'll give you running shoes if you sign autographs at our local running store.
I don't think it's going to be world-changing when it comes to collegiate athletics.
Meanwhile, over at the U.S. Air Force Academy, the new rules change nothing for cadets. Their military contracts already prohibit sponsorships. What might this do to the Academy's recruitment efforts? Associate Athletic Director Troy Garnhart wrote in an email that it might raise questions for some athletes, though the nation's military academies are already recruiting a particular subset of athletes anyway. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.